Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to start this off by reciting this evening off our prayer and our scripture for the day is a very familiar one. This is Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox, and I'm ready to roll into it. It is the 23rd Psalm. Just hear it with a new ear. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And we all shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Today we pick up on our talk about depression, and then we're going to talk about signs. But I want to explain to you why the Lord sent me to the 23rd Psalm for this week. And it was almost 2 weeks ago now that he gave it to me. I was meditating on God and different things, and I was getting ready to say the 23rd Psalm. And the thing is I know every scripture that is a part of the 23rd Psalm, but I used to get it all confused in terms of where it took place. But the Lord told me to read it again, and so that I could understand it in terms of defeating depression. And I said, okay, God, I mean, I've done this 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. I've said it, I've read it in funerals. I've read it to children. I've read it. I've heard it. I've preached part of it before. But he says, no, I want you to understand one thing about defeating depression. Defeating depression is about knowing who God is for all of us. And one of the reasons why it's so popular is because it gives us a promise and it explains the journey while telling us how he is with us and how this will going to walk through each scripture. I just want you to remember that verses 1 through 3, 1 through 3, part A, speaks of what God is and always will be to us. From 3B all the way down to, here it is, 4, well, we'll go all the way down to the bottom of 4, is about how to live in a world with so much going on and how he's got us covered, both how we affect our world and how others affect our world. And finally, at verse 6, he says, and I'm always going to be this for you. And I said, so God, what does that have to do with anything? And he says, it's something about knowing the promise of who God is in our life compared to what we expect in life. What are you saying? I don't know about you, but I told last month I said this, and I want to reiterate this. part of the depression that I have lived in my life is because things didn't turn out the way I thought they should have. But one thing God showed me is that everything that he said would turn out or that he sent me on did turn out. So why do we deal with depression? Well, I can tell you that it has everything to do with our expectation. I don't know, but you may be familiar with a scripture in the Word of God that says that everything that God does will live on, and everything that is not of God will pass away, will perish. And we always think in terms, well, maybe you don't, but I think in terms of things people try to do or what we do that's worldly, but we forget about the plans we make and the fact that they're not the plans of God. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. We put expectations on people and situations that have nothing to do with what God wants to have happen. It can even be a good expectation, but it's not what God has said. What are you saying? I'm saying that whenever we deal with God, we recognize that he's looking out for us. He's our shepherd. He stands tall over us, and he watches over us. And whatever we really need, if we trust that he's our shepherd and we believe that, then we won't want for what we need. We usually want for what we want. If we recognize how God deals with relationships, how he brings people into our lives, how he brings situations into our lives, and when it's him, it's apparent. It's right there before us. So we recognize that the Lord being our shepherd, and we shall not want, and he makes us to lie down in green pastures. Now, he's not talking about because it's outside, you know, I don't like grass because grass makes me think about ants. I put my foot down in some nice grass one time, and ants got all over my feet, and I've never forgotten that. But he's talking about the plushness, the comfort that is found in him and in the places that he takes us. And he leads us beside the still waters, waters that are peaceful. And he leads us in the path of righteousness. He makes sure and he sends us in the right direction. And he restores our soul. So what are you saying? What does that have to do with defeating depression? If we can recognize that that is who God is in our life and not all of our plans. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't make plans. But the thing is if our plans are off the path, God will lead us in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, meaning so that, hey, so we can be seen. We might be going the wrong way, and sometimes we don't even see when we're going the wrong way. I didn't see that things that I was expecting and that I was doing was leading me down the path the wrong way. But God always put us on a path of righteousness, and part of putting us on that path is part of what we're going to cover today, and that is recognizing the signs of depression. The signs of depression. When God leads us on the path of righteousness for his namesake, he makes it clear to us, he provides opportunity for him to show us that we're going the wrong way. So he will teach us, hey, look at what's happening in your life. In the case of looking at the signs of depression, when we start finding ourselves melancholy or having weight changes, we might be getting too fat or too skinny. That means we don't have an appetite anymore, or we have too much of an appetite, or we're isolating. We don't want to be around people. Well, God is leading us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, so he's trying to show us that we're going down the wrong way. In defeating depression, we have to have our eyes open to the things that we think are good for us. We need to be looking for those signs that we're going down the wrong path. Now, God is going to show it to us, but if we're not with him, if we don't recognize that he is leading us down the path of righteousness for his name's sake, if we don't recognize that he's our shepherd, then we can get off track, just like the sheep who get lost in the field with an actual shepherd who's not paying attention, who lost track of the fact that God is the shepherd, that the shepherd is looking out for them. And so we have to keep these things in mind when we can't sleep at night, when we're feeling sickly all the time, because it's not a false sickness when you're sickly all the time. It is because you are your signals, the things that you ought to be looking for in your everyday life, making sure you're doing the things you need to, exercising, eating right, all of that is off the path. And so God is trying to lead you back down the path of righteousness, but you've got to be aware. And so God will lead you down that path by letting you see these things and then pointing them out to you. They can come from any direction. I can remember my parents telling me that I was always melancholy when I was younger. And I'm not even going to start talking about the weight changes, because I blew up to well past 300 pounds, and it had everything to do with trying to satisfy what I wanted to satisfy instead of walking down that path of righteousness for his name's sake, being sickly, overly emotional. Now, don't get me wrong. There are other things that come with all of these, but when you look at this in terms of your life every day, then you may need to check into whether or not you're dealing with depression. And if you're dealing with those things, the first thing that I want to tell you is that you need to go back to the foundations of your belief system and get back to understanding that the Lord is our shepherd and that he's guiding us. And perhaps some of the plans that we've had in mind are not his plan. Let's look at sadness. Sadness does not always point to depression. While a frown may be a part of depression, it is not always an indicator. We will be sad sometimes. In fact, I could probably tell you a story right now that will make you sad and then turn around and tell you a joke and you'll bust out laughing because something that endures. But if you find that sadness is lasting over time, over days, over weeks, then you're in a place where you're dealing with depression, and you need to learn to look at the signs as they are coming about. It's not just that your sadness has lasted all these days, but everything else I'm listing. And you have to recognize that God has the ability to restore your soul, but you have to be led down the path of righteousness. You become fearful of life and moving forward. You feel worthless. Because remember, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he's slowly working you down. He starts with things like melancholy and weight changes. You try to get on a diet, but you're depressed, so it doesn't even make a difference. But as you go down worthlessness, and finally, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, suicidal thoughts. Now, you may be saying, Dr. Maddox, what is this about? I'm going to make you understand that depression is one of the enemy's tools for taking you out, and you've got to fight it by knowing that you are a child of God. Now, I am not a person, and I'm going to say this every time I come on. I believe in medication for depression. I believe in exercising and taking care of your body. Yeah, it is mind, body, and spirit. It is the combination. Now, just because you have depression doesn't mean that you need to be on medication. But you need to understand that depression is like a break in your brain. And sometimes it does require that. In fact, clinical depression is a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed moods and a loss in interest, activities, and causing a significant impairment in your life. There are different levels from mild to severe. This this talk that I'm doing with you every month is going to point some of those things out. But it does no good to have one piece to that entire whole healing. And a lot of times we as believers don't even want to go to this side where we may need to take care of our body by medication or our mind that may be broken, or we are exercising or doing something to take care of our body. But it's going to take a combination of mind, body, and spirit. That is why God put in this scripture, he restores my soul. If there was no need for a restoring or an understanding of how God takes care of us, then we wouldn't need something like the Lord is my shepherd. But we need it. God has supplied it. He's telling you, I got you. He says, I even understand when you walk off from the righteousness. I even understand when you're heading in the direction that I have not sent you. And I'm going to lead you out of that if you allow me. But sometimes when these signs of depression comes about, when we become melancholy or have weight changes or forgetfulness, we don't think it's because of, and this is not a punishment. This is saying you're not on the path you need to be on. This is important. We spend too much time saying, oh, God got me because I did this. No, God is just redirecting you. He says, I will restore your soul. He will restore your soul. David is letting it be known through Psalm 23. God knows that we need restoration. He gives us the physical restoration by allowing us to lie in a place of peace, of giving us the still waters that place of peace. And he says that he will restore your soul. All of these are about what is about that, what will happen in the course of your journey of life. And he does it for his name's sake. If he says that you are his, if you're going out and you're proclaiming God as your healer, your way maker, your father, Abba Father, then we need to know that he takes care of us. And the world needs to see that he does take care of us. And so he's doing it for his name's sake. He's doing it because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Yes, people may see us go off track, but they can also see God pull us back in. Somebody out there say amen, because we need to recognize that God is so good that when this disease referred to as depression tries to take us out, God tells us, I will restore your soul. I can take you and lie you down in a green plush pasture, and I can leave you beside a still water that will allow you to rest and have peace. Hallelujah. And he tells us, David says, you know what? When I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and let me tell you something about depression. That is a shadow. That is not where you have to stay. It is heavy. It weighs on your chest and your mind, but it is still a shadow. It is not death in itself. The enemy tries to fool you by slowly stacking these different signs of depression on you and making you feel like you're worthless and you're too fearful to move forward and you're forgetting things and nobody loves me, so I'm going somewhere by myself. I'm feeling sickly. I can't get well. And all the way to the point where I am not worth anything, I might as well not be here, but he's a liar, because all of this is a shadow. All of it is a shadow. All, every bit of it. It is a shadow. And God is saying that yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear the evil, for I am with you. This is what we forget as depression begins to pile up on us. It's like a stack of bricks. I'm going to start off with making you just unfeeling because things aren't going your way. I'm going to take away the fact that you woke up this morning and that you had something to eat and that you have family, God, that surrounds your heart and that it surrounds your body and your mind and your thinking. I'm going to take away the fact that you have people who care about you and who love you, and I'm going to take away your ability to sleep, and I'm going to wear your body down. But he is a liar, and the truth ain't in him, because he says, for you are with me. God is with us. David is saying, you are with me, and we have to proclaim it, and we have to say it, and we have to write it, and we have to read that his presence, that God said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. We have to remember that these signs of depression are just that. They are signs, and they are signs that God can deal with. God can tell us about our melancholy. He can bring us out of it. He can bring us out of our weight changes if we just trust and believe and follow his leading when he sets it before us. And it doesn't always work the first time, but depression will continue to work on you. Why not let God continue to work on you? Help him to bring you out of your issues, whatever it is you're stuck on, whatever it is that you need to be delivered from. I can tell you myself, I'd love to be all the way out of depression. But you know what? I thank God allows this in me so that I can remember to keep coming to him. Because the more I come to him, the more I understand that this is a shadow of death. It is not death. If you are living with depression, or if you know somebody who is depressed, you just keep pushing the word on them. Keep pushing the word on yourself. Now, be careful how you push. You got to know who you're talking to. It may just be a matter of saying a scripture and moving on. Because the enemy is good at what he does. You have to be good at what you do. And if nothing else, if you can help yourself and you see yourself going down that road, this pandemic has put us in a state of depression and we didn't even know it. And when I say that, it's not just about being sad about what has happened over the last 2 years, but it is recognizing that it is intruding on your life from day to day. When will this end? How will this end? Will my children have to come out of school? Oh, no, I don't need a call from the school right now because that means that they've probably been COVID positive. If you've lived through COVID, I've done it twice, and let me tell you something. The devil is a liar. He can't have our lives. Have people passed away? Yes, they have. But if they passed away in Christ, they have life everlasting. Remember that. All of this is true. We have to remember that it's just a shadow of death, and we have to not fear it. We have to live through it, and we have to allow ourselves to be healed. We have to allow ourselves to be healed because he's right here with us. We are blessed to be able to pray to him and with him about our situation. I believe that God brought this psalm to mind because we have to remember who God is. David says, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What do you mean your rod? And the rod and the staff has a hook on it. And that rod can be to chasten, and that rod can be to reach and pull us back in. Do you see how God is constantly moving us towards him? Even in the midst of a hard time, even in the midst of depression. And until we just start putting the word of God in us, no matter how we feel. And sometimes you're putting it in and you're still feeling bad, but don't stop putting it in because the word of God is live. It does not return void. You begin to read it and he begins to come right off the page. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It went from the Lord is my shepherd, I shall. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't need to want for nothing. And it does build up to the place where you can be wanting your wants beyond your needs. He says that God anoints his head with oil, his cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Even in the midst of having depression, God is anointing us and he's pulling us through. But if we forget his word, if we forget the fact that this journey will bring forth some things that make it difficult, but he's right here with us. He will take us through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus conquered death. We are living. Christ lives in us. Even our physical death is not unto death. We shall live and not die. Give God glory because not even a sign of depression can kill us. It only lets us know that we're being attacked. And when we're being attacked, we say, Satan, get behind thee. We say, get Satan, get behind God, because he is right here, and he is our Father, our Father, our provider, our way maker, our soul keeper. He is our Father. He is our righteousness. He is everything that is good in us. And because Jesus died on the cross, the enemy cannot win when we believe it, when we trust it. I know I jumped right into this, but we are working on defeating depression for real. Every day, being able to fight the good fight. Recognizing that God has us. The fight for us is to get in the word. The fight for us, the fight with the enemy, God is already taking care of us. To God be the glory. The word for today comes from the 23rd Psalm. And it says that God restores our soul. And he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because he is with us. His rod and his staff comfort us, and he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And it's so good he anoints our head with oil and our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy do follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house, in the word, in the being of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I pray that this word has helped you. I pray right now that you would come unto Christ if you don't know him. And if you're dealing with depression and you don't know God, there is nothing to catch you. And I'm telling you, God is not looking for perfection because he perfects you. Come in. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Lie down in his green pastures. Be led beside still, peaceful waters, and he will restore your soul. The word of God for the people of God. All thanks be to God.
Real quickly before we wrap up the show, Reverend Dr. Arlene, would you wouldn't mind, could you just give the call of salvation to the people?
Certainly. When we say the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. We need to know that this is the opportunity to come to the shepherd. To move away from the stray fields that will only kill us and come unto Christ. He will make you a new creature. He doesn't care what you look like, what you act like, what you walk like, and what you talk like. He says, come as you are, and he will change you. And we all on this line who know Christ will testify to the fact that he is the sanctification. He brings us in. I invite you to give your life to Christ. Pray with me these simple words. Lord, I believe that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that we confess you, God, as our Lord and Savior. We believe, Jesus, that you died on the cross that we might live, that you went to hell and stole the keys to life, and that God raised you from the dead. And with that, we are saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, real quickly, I'm just going to go into the announcements. And before I go into that, I just want to say, Reverend Dr. Ali Mattis, you know, thanks so much for just giving us that powerful message, you know, tonight. A lot of people need to hear that message. And, you know, they need to know that, you know, they need to seek out and stay in their faith. Whereas though there are a lot of things that shake our faith and our belief, but we just need to stay the course with our faith. And so with that being said, this is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you're listening to us. Whether you're listening to us on phone or you're listening to us online, we thank you so much. And we really appreciate those that share with their friends and family members, letting us know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Anytime we do a live show, you can call in at the number at 319-527-6091 and just simply hit the number 1, and you can come in and talk to one of our hosts. Anytime you want to go to any of our past shows, you can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. All you need to do is just type in the show name or the host name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And once again, we thank those that share with their friends and family members. Also, Kingdom Network has its own radio network at pkn.com, right there where you can listen to 24 hours of musical content. And sometimes from time to time, we rebroadcast some of our past shows. Also, we do have some of our past broadcasts on radioco.com, where you can listen to the previous night's show. Okay, and if you want to contact us via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. Of course, you can send a prayer request, or you can just let us know that you're doing good. You can send us a praise report. We greatly appreciate that. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, and we're going to have this show, One Touch Transformations, and that's going to be hosted by Minister Arthurius Jackson. And once again, at the 9 p.m. hour, we're going to be broadcasting One Touch Transformations, and that's going to be hosted by Minister Arthurius Jackson. And one more piece of information for those that are think or they know that they're under a depression bout, you know, we do have a hotline where you can call us, a national hotline. It's the depression hotline. That number is 1-855-270-2133. And once again, that number is, and it's not only for you. Maybe it might be a friend or family member that you may feel as though that you can't, you know, reach them, or at least give them this phone number where they can call, where they can seek out some kind of advice or some kind of help. And that number is 1-855-270-2133. Okay, and that's going to be the end of the announcement. And I'm going to turn the show back over to Reverend Dr. Ali Maddox so we can close out the show. And Reverend Maddox, show's back in your hands.
Yes. I just I thank you for sharing that piece of information. And just know that if you are feeling depressed, if you, any of those symptoms plus many more seem to overwhelm you, know that God is, you are not alone, and God has prepared people and is preparing people to help you to address the issue. I suggest that you see your medical doctor as well as call these numbers. You know, so often we forget that this, that the enemy does, he tries very hard, and so he not only attacks our mind, but our body and our spirit. And remember that all three of those things need to be working together to make sure that we survive what the enemy has tried to do. God has already won the battle. We just need to follow with our part. God bless you and keep you, and allow the Lord to move, and not don't turn away from it. Sometimes when you're depressed, you, especially as in many circles, we don't want other people to know it, but that's what the enemy wants you to do. Call the number, talk to a friend, talk to a doctor, talk to the Lord. Amen.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.